Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. He is Tyler Dunn from GoLongTD.com. Follow him on X at Ty Dunn. Mr. Dunn, how are you today?
Sparky, thanks for the audible. As always, we're at dance out here in Western New York in a blizzard. 7-month-old with bronchitis. You know how it goes, man.
No, I don't. I wouldn't have left my house. What are you doing?
I can't say no.
Yes, you can.
I can't stand you up.
Listen, okay. Let's commiserate as dads, shall we? I just got an email in the first segment of the show. My 3-year-old goes to 3K, okay, to a school. The principal sends out an email and says, we're shutting school down tomorrow and Wednesday because a quarter of the student population is sick and some of the staff are sick as well. So there will be no school for the next 2 days.
Oh, man. Well, you know what, though? Around here, like, it's just Monday, honestly. Like, we've been hammered with blizzards and lake effect and 3-4 feet of snow, like, in our little corner. Western New York. I live like an hour south of Buffalo, out in the woods, driveway a mile long. Like, this is nothing, man.
How much
snow do
you got?
It's just another day.
How much snow do you got?
Oh, not much. I mean, this week, we're actually kind of getting off easy with just, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches. But, I mean, we've been under 3 feet of snow most of the winter.
I'm seeing reports of like 32, 33 inches of snow at some parts on the East Coast right now, which is complete insanity. All right, Tyler Dunn, I saw you taking questions from your many readers that you have and people that watch you all. And, of course, Matt LaFleur comes up. I swear to you, I don't understand. Ed Policy says, here you go. Here's an extension. Let's go. And the fans immediately go, okay, so how much longer do we have to have him? When can we fire him? Like, that is the immediate response. And it feels like the number that everybody has come down to is he gets 2 years to get this team to the Super Bowl. And if it doesn't work, fans feel like he should be gone.
Which is understandable, right? I mean, I kind of go back and forth. I think overall you'd prefer the Green Bay Packers model, right? Like, you'd prefer not to have an owner who's brash and rash and doing terrible things every year.
Yep.
Like, it's football. People are making football decisions. But at the same time, like, when you do have an owner, sometimes you do make difficult, urgent decisions when you have to make those difficult, urgent decisions. And that's the kind of playoff loss that should have ramifications to some degree. And I know there's a coach right on staff with Green Bay that I talked to after that. They blew that 21-3 lead to Chicago, who really thought that might have been a loss that got people canned. I mean, he was pleasantly surprised that they're all staying. So you do see it around the NFL. They're going to be patient. And to your point, in 2 years, we'll see if it was the right call.
So you have Ed Policy. His first major decision was what he was going to do with LaFleur and Gutekunst and Russ Ball. The decision is he keeps all three. Then they decide that they have to hire a new defensive coaching staff because Halfley goes to Miami. Okay, fine. They go with a former head coach in Gannon, I'm assuming, to kind of help out with LaFleur and head coaching or whatever. But Bisaccia picking up and quitting after his right-hand guy takes the role in Cleveland as special teams coordinator, I don't know if anybody saw that one coming, Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, though, like, that was avoidable. I mean, you did fail to recover an onside kick. Go ahead, Ella. You did fail to recover an onside kick. You had all the missed field goals in the wild card game. I mean, you could have avoided this. You could have let him go a month ago and had a real search. But again, patience, continuity, they kind of lean into all that, and then it backfires. But it will be interesting to see how they replace Jeff Halfley defensively with Jonathan Gannon. I was asking that mailbag you referenced. Okay, like, how do they get that fire in the belly? How do they get players to fight and show some heart when they haven't fought and shown heart before? And I said, I kind of jokingly said, well, you have Jonathan Gannon scream in everybody's face, right? That's what he was good at in Arizona. But really, that's where it kind of gets down to the GM, Brian Gutekunst, and finding guys who won't stand for what you saw in Denver. Jordan Love gets smacked in the head. It's like Ryan Miller or any hockey goalie I saw in Buffalo in 2010. He gets wiped out. No Sabres responded. They made the playoffs in 15 years. You got to stand up. I mean, TJ Lang, Josh Sitton, guys like that, they see that kind of play. They don't stand for it. They take 15-yard penalty because they know there's long-term ramifications. They need guys who will punch back. And I think Micah Parsons is one of those players. They need more players that are going to punch.
How much of that is on the head coach? How much of that is on the coordinator? How much of that is on the leadership of the players?
I think it's got to be inside of you, right? It's got to be inherent. Like, you can't just hand a player toughness pills, right? Like, Bill Parcells would tell you that in the 90s. Dan Campbell would tell you that today. Like, you need to draft and sign players who are inherently going to have some heart. But still, like, it is a combination of all the above, too. Like, there's a reason that they have these meltdowns. There's a reason they're up 10-0 to the Cleveland Browns and blow it. There's a reason they go through three games without punting and lose those games. So I think coaching is sprinkled in there, and I'd still probably lay more blame at the feet of Matt LaFleur. But I do think that Brian Gutekunst, as a GM and his scouts, like they do have to do a better job of finding guys who just refuse to get pushed around.
Tell me this. Franchise tags are coming. There are already a couple of reports out today, Tyler Dunn, of it looks like George Pickens is going to get the franchise tag thrown on him by the Dallas Cowboys next week. And this is the one I want you to explain to me. You explain to me the Atlanta Falcons dropping a $15 million franchise tag on Kyle Pitts after Kyle Pitts was, I would say for the most part, a disappointment up until last year.
Yep, one second, Sparky.
Oh, we got time. We're good.
One second.
But, I mean, that's really the thing. I'm just going to pot you down. That's the thing. You start talking about throwing franchise tag money around on 1 year. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Charlie? Everybody thought Kyle Pitts was going to be a Pro Bowler, one of those dominant receiving tight ends when he got drafted out of Florida, and it simply hasn't been anywhere close to it in Atlanta.
He still has those moments.
I don't care.
He still has those games, especially this past season where he had multiple game-changing performances. I think Kyle Pitts has that talent, has that ability, and we were talking about this with Anthony Richardson last week, too. Teams are going to consistently give him a chance, and if the Falcons feel like he can still continue to be a part of this offense, especially under a new regime
Stefanski.
And the coaching staff, especially a guy like Stefanski who knows how to use his tight ends, I think they think there's a bright future for him because they've seen it in poor coaching staffs, too.
Tyler Dunn, how surprised are you by that franchise tag deal by Atlanta and Pitts?
I mean, this is why you guys are pros. I've got to walk by, you know, a bunch of 5 to 7-year-olds tap dance. I didn't want to subject everybody in Wisconsin to my talk.
That's all right.
And rehearsal, but that was a hell of a breakdown. I'm right there with you. Like, if you're Atlanta, though, okay, like, you reset everything, and it does seem great in theory, right, to change it all up, but there's no guarantees that Matt Ryan's going to know what in the hell he's doing. Like, I mean, we look at Tom Brady, the guy who beat him when he was down 28-3 in that Super Bowl. You know, I know people on that Raiders coaching staff who told me that after they failed to get Matthew Stafford and it turned to Sam Darnold or Geno Smith, coaches wanted Sam Darnold, and guess who wanted Geno Smith? It wasn't Pete Carroll. It was Tom Brady.
Whoops.
Just because you have a former quarterback in charge, whether they want Kyle Pitts or whether they don't, there's no guarantee that he's going to know what he's doing. So I don't know what the right decision is, but I don't see things getting better in Atlanta anytime soon.
No, and for me, I'm sorry, maybe I'm wrong and I don't know the NFL, but there's no way any team was giving that cat that much money on the open market.
Yeah, yeah, but you know what? The cap's going up. There's somebody that's going to convince themselves that this is the time, this is the year, this is what Kyle Pitts blows up. They're going to look at that Tampa Bay film and say, we're going to get more of that. So, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised by anything in a couple weeks.
Yes, Tyler Dunn, GoLongTD.com. Follow him on X at Ty Dunn. What about Pickens and the Cowboys, man? I mean, this isn't going to be a cheap date for them either. They're already spending a ton of money on Pickens. They're spending a ton of money on Dak Prescott. That's a lot of money. And they just got Javonte Williams, I believe, signed to a deal as well at running back. It's a lot of money on the offensive side of the ball for a team that hasn't done much in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised that it gets to this point for the Dallas Cowboys. They actually do draft pretty well. I mean, you go through their drafts, like they have a solid scouting department. They know what they're doing. But then when it comes to paying these players a second contract, a third contract, the timing is always off. I've talked to people in that front office. It drives them nuts because it's just the way that Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones choose to negotiate. Like, they don't think ahead. They play checkers, not chess. They think that they are the chief negotiators who know something that nobody else does. So they don't want to get caught up in the dead money, which is fine. You know, neither do the Cincinnati Bengals. But you're making more money than any owner in pro sports. Like, you can afford to get these deals done and push money to the future and keep your best. But this Pickens thing, it's going to drag on. I mean, he's going to be dug in. The Cowboys are going to be dug in. It's almost like it could go either way, and I feel like they'll just figure out a way to screw this up. Because even if you do keep him and you keep one of the best offenses intact, what does George Pickens do once he's paid? I mean, he's had moments of just insane laziness when he hasn't been paid yet. I mean, pull up the film. There's plays where he just quits on everybody. And now you're going to hand him whatever it is, top three, top five wide receiver money. That's got to be a concern, and that'd be a very Cowboys thing for them to do.
During our Green and Gold update at 4 o'clock, this is going to be the question. Packers are going to be one of the youngest teams in the NFL again. Not sure if they'll be the youngest. We'll see. Do you think it's imperative that they add veterans to this roster?
I think so. I think you do want some guys in there. God, we've had the same conversation forever, though, haven't we?
Sure have.
That's why I kind of pause.
Yep.
I mean, we're talking about this with the playoff failures under Mike McCarthy. Like, when you get into January, you need players who aren't going to get pushed around, who are going to, you know, be willing to play in a street fight if it comes to that. And they've been caught in these street fights. They don't know what to do. But I think it's that same conversation. Like, you do need players who, when you're up 21-3 and things are starting to go south, you do punch back. You do fight back. And I'm with you. I think it's a young roster with a young quarterback and young weapons. You need some guys that can flesh out that roster.
He is Tyler Dunn, Go Long TD. Follow him on X at Ty Dunn. Tell everybody what they can find over there at GoLongTD.com.
Hey, I appreciate it. GoLongTD.com. We've got a mailbag up, a ton of Packers stuff in there. Get into everything LaFleur, Gutekunst, offseason, where this is going. And I'll be taking a look at Malik Willis, too. I know he's on his way out, but yeah. I would not be surprised if he gets the bag with what he showed in, what, 1.5 games.
What
he deserves
mean,
it.
But this is the – what do you mean? This is the thing. Now, see, I was going to end the interview, and we were going to go off nicely, and I was going to wish you well in dance class, and everything was going to be fine. This whole bag thing, I'm seeing numbers like $25, $30 million a year. The dude hasn't started a full season combined in his entire career at this point. Like – What are we doing in the National Football League that you're going to pay him that much money?
Oh, he's not going to get that. He'll get more than that, Sparky.
Oh, my God. I'm done. Get out of here. What are you talking
about?
Look
at the options. All right, then if you need a quarterback, what are you going to do? You going to pull Aaron Rodgers out of the darkness and get him? I mean, that's going to be elder abuse here soon. You saw what happened to him against Houston. I don't know what else you're going to do. A quarterback. Give me Malik.
I'm not burning money. I'm not doing that much. I'll tell you that. If you want to give me Malik Willis 1 year at 20 or 15 million like Daniel Jones and say, okay, let's see what happens. If you play well, then I'll give you your bag to stay here. Okay, I'm down with that. A 1 year full season prove it deal without Matt LaFleur. Let's see what happens. But now he's got to go do this without Matt LaFleur. Like I don't have much faith in that. I just don't.
Nope. So you think Matt LaFleur is the nobody else coaches quarterbacks like Matt LaFleur. Nobody on his level.
Let me explain this. Matt LaFleur wins no matter how this plays out. Because if he goes somewhere and plays out of his mind good, Matt LaFleur is going to get all the credit for fixing him in Green Bay. If he goes somewhere and fails, then Matt LaFleur is going to get all the credit for, oh my God, look at how good Malik Willis looked under Matt LaFleur, and he went back to looking just as bad with somebody else, not with Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur wins in this deal no matter what.
Well, here's what I'd say. The team that should pay up is a team that does realistically view themselves as a contender. That's the Houston Texans. I mean, if you can get something for C.J. Stroud now before he doesn't get caught up into a Stroud contract.
Come on! You're getting rid of C.J. Stroud for Malik Willis?
Yes. Yes. I mean... that's just an opinion. It's not, you know.
Somebody bring me a thing of Jack.
I would do.
I need some Jack Daniels whiskey right now dealing with
I
this.
Love him.
What are we talking about, man.
He's going to be a stud.
I can't wait. Now, I don't care where he signs. Ty Dunn and I are going to have this ongoing thing next year with wherever he goes. No matter what, don't put him with Jimmy Haslam in Cleveland. Other than that,
right.
Anywhere else, because he has no chance of winning with Jimmy Haslam. But and the Raiders, like, what do? They go, Geno Smith has been real, and now here's Malik Willis, and here's some more money for you?
You can't tell me that the Texans, they've got to be watching that Super Bowl and thinking, that should be us. I mean, their defense is even better than Seattle. They had everything but the quarterback. Everything is in place.
That's true. Yeah, no, you're right. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
there
have
you
some.
There you go. That's why I like to end it. You're right. There we go, Spark.
Going to go have some Jack Daniels. Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com. Follow him on X at Ty Dunn. Malik Willis, lover number one. We're going to change his Twitter handle. Ty, thanks so much for coming on. Enjoy your dance class, buddy.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Thanks.